From the KCPW Danker Studios at Library Square, this is Downtown SLC, a show that explores the people, places, and events shaping Utah's urban center. I'm your host, Jason Mathis. Zest, a vegan and vegetarian restaurant in downtown Salt Lake City, celebrates their fourth anniversary this year. Joining me today will be Casey Staker. Casey is the owner, proprietor, chef, waiter, maitre d', bottle washer, kind of has done it all over there. Over the last 4 years, we'll talk about what it takes to be a successful restaurateur in downtown Salt Lake City. We'll talk about the growth and movement of veganism in our downtown area. And we'll talk about artisan cocktails and the role that they have played in Zest's success. All of that after this news from the BBC. Welcome back. You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm your host, Jason Mathis, with the Downtown Alliance, joined this week by my friend, Casey Staker. Casey, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Casey is the owner and proprietor and head chef, and I'm sure you do lots of other stuff.
Do all the things.
At Zest Restaurant, which is really, I think, a very unique and cool restaurant in downtown Salt Lake City. I've been in a few times, loved it. I feel healthy. Like, I feel like I'm a better person when I eat there. I don't know if that's,
that's
what you're going for.
Yeah.
But you guys have vegan, right? All
yeah.
vegan offerings for food, and then some really amazing cocktails also.
Yeah, mostly vegan. Our food is 95% vegan, and everything can be made vegan. So we even make our own vegan cheeses there. So we have a local cheese plate and a vegan cheese plate.
Your cashew cheese plate is awesome. It's really good. I've had it before, and I love it. I had some lasagna that you did one time, too, that was really amazing.
Oh, yeah, the raw lasagna.
The raw lasagna.
It was a summer dish a while ago, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of unusual because I'll be honest, I've not always been a fan of vegan food, and I was expecting to not like it, and then it was absolutely delicious.
Oh, good.
And I didn't miss any of the bad stuff that I might normally eat, that I'd eat on a normal basis. So, yeah, very impressive.
Yeah, that's great.
You guys didn't start out as a restaurant, though. You're celebrating your fourth anniversary, I should say, four years in business, but you didn't start out as a restaurant.
No, we actually started as a dance club bar with healthy food. And the community has just kind of embraced the food and the cocktails, and now it's become more popular than the dance club. So yeah, we've not been doing DJ nights unless, you know, a friend wants to do a wedding reception
or something
fun like that.
Right, a special occasion DJs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. The location you're at, former Acme Burger Company, was there for a while.
It's a tough one.
It's a tough one. You're on the backside of P.F. Chang's.
Yeah.
So the neighborhood is actually a pretty good neighborhood for restaurants. You've got Walter's Osteria and Buca di Beppo and Cittabella Pizza and the Gelateria and P.F. Chang's. And but you're kind of hidden. Like, people have to know where you are to want to go there.
Yep, that's why we painted a big old lime on the side next to the big, bright P.F. Chang's sign.
So. Yeah, to remind people where you are. And you've done okay in that location because that's been a difficult location
for
some restaurants.
It's a hard space. I can see why a lot of people in the past haven't succeeded there. But, you know, you just have to have the drive and not want to fail. So
just make it happen.
That's what it takes, yeah.
Just make it happen. What do you think is the key to your success? Celebrating 4 years. That's not, you know, a lot of restaurants start, cool concepts, brilliant ideas. Not every restaurant lasts for 4 years, let alone is really successful after 4 years. So what do you think is the big secret to your success?
I mean, just hoping we could make it longer than the last one. I think that was like 4 or 5 months, and that's we're like, if we can make it past that, we've got this.
Yeah.
So, you know, just a lot of hard work. You know, I'm there a lot. You know, working on growing the business always, and hopefully that's not how it is forever. But right now, I think it's important to get our foundation and really just set the standards for the staff and continue to impress guests and constantly changing the menu. Right now we're working on fall menu and staying innovative, you know. I think if we just had the same menu all the time, it would get boring.
Right.
And, you know, we've expanded from the cashew cheese to I think we have 5 or 6 different vegan cheeses now that we sell at farmers market every other Saturday.
Nice.
And so, you know, just kind of always staying on the tip of things. I think we went from 2 things at farmers market to 7 things now. So we've got a sunflower cheese that we make. We kind of mimicked the Barely Buzzed by the Beehive Company.
Oh, yeah, right. With
lavender and espresso.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've got a vegan ranch made from cashews, all kinds of different things. So
I have to ask, I assume that you probably are vegan. You look very healthy.
Yes.
You have nice, you know, nice skin. You're in shape.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So I'm assuming that you've embraced a vegan lifestyle for a while. You don't own a vegan restaurant probably unless you're committed to that lifestyle.
Right.
Generally. It seems to be a trend. Like a lot more people are making that. Like President Clinton decided to do that for a while. I don't know if he still is, but... He seemed off and on a little bit, but
Beyonce did it for a
while. So, so what are the advantages? Why do people decide to become vegan?
I think there's quite a few different reasons. Number one, compassion for animals. And I think, you know, people start to make the connection of their pets are living animals. And then they say, wait, a pig's a living animal. A cow's a living animal. Why am I going to eat this?
I wouldn't eat Rover. Why would I eat a cow or
exactly.
a pig? Yeah.
So number two, health reasons, obviously. Yeah. You know, a lot of people are lactose intolerant and milk just does really bad things to the body. So
we don't need to go into what those are.
Right. We won't. you know, obviously meat as well. You know, it takes days and days to digest meat. So, you know, I started off just slowly cutting out one thing mm-hmm. and until, you know, cheese and eggs were the last thing. And now, you know, I just eat a vegan lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah. Do most of your employees do? I mean, I'm guessing. So this is from an outside perspective, and I may be totally crazy about this. From an outside perspective, I would think that it's almost like a movement. Like people are choosing to work at this restaurant because they're committed to it and they like it and they're interested in it. You know, does it feel like a family? I mean, is there esprit de corps there that would be different than across the street at Buca di Beppo or something
like
that?
You know, I think every restaurant, you know, if it ends up being a family. It's just like you at work if you go have drinks after work, you know. Cause
far too often we do that. At the
you know, I think it's definitely a family. Not all of our staff is vegan. Some of them are vegetarian. Some of them do eat meat still. And so it kind of helps to have those people relate to the regular diner that's like, hey, I'm a meat eater. I need my protein. And I've got this, you know, 6 foot tall muscle server that's like, oh, this is what I like. This is what I eat. And,
right.
and they can give a good recommendation. So it's a good variety of people. And we actually are turning a lot of we're turning our employees into more vegetarian eaters because they see how good the food is and they're working every day. So they're eating it. So a lot of people say, you know, I've cut out so much meat out of my diet since I started working here. And, you know, people just feel healthier. And
now you guys are doing something special to celebrate your 4-year anniversary. So through the end of the month, you have a 4 for $40 deal. Maybe you can talk a little bit about what that looks like.
Yeah. So, like I said, our fall menu, we're really excited about that. And we've got some great dishes. We've got, obviously, some pumpkin dishes. So we'll be
nothing
doing...
Nothing says fall like pumpkin. Like
right?
Pumpkin spice forever. Yeah, so some pumpkin dishes.
Yeah, we have a pumpkin smoothie, actually, that's really great. We've got a pumpkin seasonal mousse that we just use dates to sweeten that with. Mm. So it's a sugar-free dessert.
Wow.
And then an entree special and then a cocktail special. And the cocktail special we're doing is the cocktail that we submitted to Salt Lake Magazine's Farm to Glass cocktail. It's called The Last Dance.
And what's in it? What's the...
That...
Is it a secret?
No, it's not a secret. Oh. It's High West Double Rye and Mango Balsamic from Mountain Town Olive Oil.
Some nice local companies.
Some great local companies. We're using cucumbers, Armenian cucumbers from Frog Bench Farms and their basil also. And Bitters Lab aromatic bitters.
Nice. Do you, which ones?
It's really great.
Is it there? So they have they have a few different ones.
Yeah, it's the red bottle. It's red, just called the aromatic.
Just the aromatic.
Ones. Yeah,
okay,
really
cool.
Good. Kind of
cool.
Spices it up a little bit and some cold pressed ginger, and it kind of sets off the sweet. So it's
nice.
Great.
Oh, that sounds very good. That's making me thirsty even now at 10 o'clock in the morning.
5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, it's going to be 5 o'clock someplace. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue talking about Zest. A really amazing restaurant in downtown Salt Lake City, celebrating their 4th anniversary. And one of the elements that makes it so unique is vegetarian, vegan options. There are a few of those in the Valley, but Zest, I think, knocks it out of the ballpark. They sort of set the standard. So we will be back talking with Casey Staker after these messages. We are back. You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm your host, Jason Mathis, with the Downtown Alliance. This is a show that explores the people, places, and events shaping Utah's urban center. Joining me today is my friend, Casey Staker. Casey is the owner, proprietor, chef. You do everything, really. Probably. Yeah. At one point or another, you've done
too
everything.
Much.
At Zest. Zest started as a bar concept in downtown Salt Lake City that happened to have some very cool vegetarian and vegan food, and has now really transformed into, I think, one of the finest dining facilities in our downtown area. You hold your own against, it's not like a theme restaurant. Like, you hold your own against everybody. It's not like, oh, you go there just for vegetarian food or vegan food. You go there because you want a good meal
right.
that happens to be vegetarian or vegan. And that's different than, I think, maybe where you started 4 years ago.
Absolutely. Yeah. Most of our clientele isn't even vegan. People just want healthy, good food. And, you know, we have some comfort food items too, but, the majority of our crowd, I'd say 70% just wants a healthy meal.
Yeah.
And the rest are vegetarian, vegan, or following a raw diet. So
you guys do a lot of raw food as well?
We do. In the summer and the spring and summer, a lot more. And then during the fall and winter, we'll do a lot more cooked.
Is that just because more vegetables are available?
More comfort. You know, people want more comfort food in the winter and the cold months, and want something fresh and light and healthier raw foods in the summer.
Okay,
yeah.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Good. We talked about kind of coming into your own as a restaurant. What do you think are the biggest surprises that you've seen as a restaurateur in downtown Salt Lake City?
Not really expecting to be a restaurateur, expecting to just have a bar with great food and that's it. And, today I was just thinking about that. I'm like, what the hell? I own a restaurant now.
Right. You know? Where did that come from?
So that's not what I set out to do 4 years ago, but it's great. It's just great to be received and respected in the community. And, you know, of course, we had our bumps in the road the first couple years, and, you know, and there will always be bumps, but it seems like it's just fine-tuned guitar now, and it's just playing really nicely now.
Did you grow up in the restaurant industry? Did you have any experience before launching this? Because that's
it's
a hard business to just jump into.
Yeah, so running a nightclub for 10 years, you know, gave me a little some basis to the business. But you know, having food and having, you know, a whole kitchen staff now has added a lot more to it. So, but I managed restaurants for 15 years and worked in restaurants downtown, so anywhere from Red Rock to Olive Garden. So, yeah, I've been around for a while. So, the managing part's easy if you've got good support.
Absolutely, yeah. I think that's life generally. It's okay to manage everything if everything's
yeah.
if everything's going well.
That's true.
It's easy to be a good manager, I think.
Yeah,
I think that's right. What's your you mentioned the fall menu. What's your favorite thing on the fall menu?
Well, you know, going back to making our own cheeses, we've got this mac and cheese. Well, our version of mac and cheese that we use zucchini noodles with.
Okay.
And it's
like zucchini noodles.
Yeah,
I'm thinking,
it's
like,
nice
can I eat
comfort.
This? Okay,
it has cashew
noodles.
Cheese in
okay,
it.
Okay, good. I like cashew cheese.
And then it's sautéed, and then we put our vegan cheese, which is made with red bell peppers and zucchinis. And nutritional yeast, it kind of gives it that tang, and of course garlic, onions, and so we pour that over, melt it, and serve it up, and that's great.
Does it actually melt? Does it like get melty
it
like
melts.
Cheese? Really?
Yeah, it's kind of like a sauce. So.
Oh wow, that's very cool.
So yeah, and then we're actually using pumpkin tomato sauce is the base for that, so it's a great fall.
So pumpkin and tomatoes.
Yeah.
You don't have anything. There's no problem with tomatoes in vegan food. This isn't like a substitute of pumpkins, but it's just a pumpkin tomato sauce that goes on it. That sounds very fall-like.
It's delicious
and hearty.
Yeah, and then we've got a new dish where we're using local organic corn from one of the farmers. I'm not sure how long we'll have that, but we'll have it for a little bit. So it's nice to play with the seasonal ingredients. You know, we just finished our use of melons and watermelons, and moving on to squash and pumpkins. So
that has to be in some ways an advantage to the type of food that you create is. You have to be seasonal. I mean, I think sometimes there's some restaurants who make an effort to be seasonal or who, you know, that's something that they care about or they value. Obviously, you care about it, you value it also, but it's really integral to the kind of food that you're making at Zest.
Yeah, and like I said, it's very important that we stay innovative, and we're always coming up with new dishes. And so I'm always at Farmer's Market walking around, checking out the booths to see what the farmers have. And obviously an important focus for us is organic also. Mm-hmm. So we're a little bit more limited with that. But, I mean, this year the last couple of years, there's been so many great farmers doing organic produce. And so that's fantastic for us. And, you know, our friends that they do the jewelry down there, the Original Way Girls, the Montanaro Girls, they always have squash and onions and garlic and all kinds of herbs and stuff for us. And
so you pick it up from those guys. How much of your food is local? It sounds like there's a commitment to
you
local
know, definitely
as well.
A lot more in the summer and fall, and then in the winter we still stick to our friends at Frog Bench Farms. They get us they grow us all of our herbs all year round, so that's always local and organic. And then we just kind of get whatever we can from the farmers, and then have to supplement from growers in California.
So before we went to break, we mentioned the farm-to-table contest that Salt Lake Magazine has done for a few years. And I didn't realize this, but I guess you guys won that contest.
Yeah,
right?
We won
this year,
the contest.
You were the winners?
Yeah, just Sunday night.
Has that been, maybe difficult is the wrong word, has it been strange to you to go from the concept of a nightclub or, doing craft cocktails, which obviously you still do, into more of a restaurant? Because, maybe you're giving something up a little bit in terms of what you wanted to focus on and what your business has morphed into.
I did the nightclub for 10 years. So, I was getting tired and old.
That's a hard job, too. That's a difficult job.
Being there till 3 in the morning on the weekends. Yeah. And then we open for lunch, too. So it's like, it's too much time.
Yeah.
And so I had a goal to kind of cut that out within a year, and we just kind of made it happen. And summers, there's so much going on in the summer anyways, and I just really wanted to focus on the farmer's market this year and other things. But the cocktail contest was awesome. We didn't expect to win that. It was great. We had a lot of support for it. A lot of people were commenting all over our Facebook post about, hey, I want to come try that cocktail, and a lot of them showed up to the contest to try it. And yeah, the contest was great. Salt Lake Magazine puts on a really great contest every year, and this year I think was probably one of their best ones. Like, lots of food and drinks from 24 wow. different bars and restaurants that submitted their entry. And our friends at Solitude won the online pick, and we won the drink of the night.
Nice.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
and that's
good.
The Last Dance.
The Last Dance is the name of the drink.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So when you go in there, order the Last Dance or get the 4 for $40. Have you guys done a special like this before? Have you done sort of a prefix
thing? We do the Dine Around.
Right.
So this is kind of, in the same...
Same vein
spirit
as
the Dine Around. Like, we want to give people like a set, thing, and then it's good for you to come in and share and then buy another drink or, whatever.
Well, the nice thing
is plenty of food.
It's nice for people to know that this is one thing I think that's a value with Dine Around, and it's with this too, kind of what you're getting into, what the costs are going to be going in. And you might not choose to do that, but if you want to go sample this, three different food items and a beverage, it's just going to be $40. And so you can plan ahead and know exactly what it's going to cost you.
Right.
What do you think is happening in the future? What 5 years from now? You couldn't have predicted 4 years from now where you'd be now, but put on your get out your crystal ball, take a look into the future. Where are you going to be 5 years from now?
I still don't know where we'll be next year. So next year will be 5 years, which is exciting. I don't know. There's possibility of maybe expanding a little at some point, maybe another location. But that's so much work, and I'm, like I said, I'm old and tired.
You're tired already. Yeah.
So we'll see about that. But I don't know. We're just happy to still be here and still to be appreciated in the food community.
Well, clearly you are. You've really made a place for yourself, and I think people appreciate it. And again, not just, it's the vegetarian restaurant or it's the vegan restaurant, but holding your own with every other restaurant, and it's just that you happen to be vegan or vegetarian. Where can people go for more information if they want to find out about the 4 for $40 or just take a look at your menu, understand what the cocktails are that you're offering? Where would you advise people to go?
Yeah, so zestslc.com is our website, but our Instagram page is also zestslc, and Facebook. Those ones the Instagram has more up-to-date photos of what we're serving right now on the fall menu. Facebook will have some more information, and then the website does have the menu.
Excellent, excellent. Casey, thanks for coming in. Any last words?
No, just come see us and try The Last Dance.
All right. Celebrate 4 years of Zest, a very successful restaurant in downtown Salt Lake City. Casey, thanks for your work. Thanks for making downtown a cool place.
Yeah, thank you.
You've been listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. You can join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. where we explore the people, places, and events shaping Utah's urban center.